It's only 24 notes, a doleful refrain heard at more than 1,000 military funerals every day. A year ago, the armed services said they were developing a new electronic bugle that plays a recorded version of Taps. That was not welcome news to the nation's buglers. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Aries Keck reports.
At St. Mark's Church in Northeast Philadelphia, funeral director Gil Schobert organizes memorial services. When the deceased is a veteran, the U.S. military sends a representative who presents a flag to the family and plays Taps. The U.S. military has about 500 official buglers, but more than 1,800 veterans pass away every day. Without enough buglers, Taps winds up being played on a cassette deck, and Schobert says sometimes there's mechanical glitches.
The tape that they had in the machine evidently wasn't set properly. The people who bring the tape recorder, they just reached over and turned it off.
The Defense Department's senior policy advisor on mortuary funeral honors, Mark Ward, worked on some solutions.
We provided some funding to the services to procure better delivery systems, basically better boom boxes. But, you know, delivery of a recorded version on a boom box, no matter how well or how good the sound, is still not very appealing, and it's not dignified in its appearance. And so family members continue to voice their displeasure.
So the Defense Department announced last year it was testing a digital bugle, a real bugle with a device inside that, at the push of a button, would reproduce a version of Taps recorded live at Arlington National Cemetery, so a non-bugler could appear to play the instrument. But while the DOD bugle was in development, real-life buglers were organizing.
I was looking for people on a Drum and Bugle Corps website to play Taps. I got about 300 people, and I thought, wow, you know, if I could get 350 people through the internet this way, what if I had a website?
Taps doesn't have to be played by a service member. Tom Day is the founder of Bugles Across America. He connects veterans groups and funeral directors with real live buglers.
Started off with me, one, and now we have 2,275.
For Day, Taps is the most significant piece of music ever written.
Those 24 notes, your heart and your body and your soul is all into getting it right for that family, because there's only one and one time that you can do that.
But even with over 2,000 musicians, Day's buglers can't cover every funeral. Over the summer, he tried out the digital bugle and ultimately gave it his nod of approval. Other buglers agree. Ed Bilger is the Pennsylvania State Director for Bugles Across America. He remembers one achingly cold January where he'd have been happy to rely on a digital bugle. But even though humans can make mistakes, a cracked note here and there, Bilger says there's no substitute for the emotion brought by a real-life musician.
Taps is the bugler's prayer. That's our way of saying thanks to the veteran and their families. I mean, you're out there for one reason. You're out to give some type of closure to the family.
For NPR News, I'm Aries Keck in Philadelphia.